Good afternoon. It's 2:04. It is Fall Radiothon, and I'm going to give those phone numbers to you real quick. 463-6001, 800-922-3682. Without further ado, we have been talking about it all afternoon long, and we are happy to bring you one of Oregon's newest residents and a great singer-songwriter, Beth Wood. And she is here in the studio with us offering up her brand new 7th independent release. It is called Beachcomber's Daughter. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Liz.
And we're going to go straight into a song. Tell us about the song and then take it away.
All right. This is a song called Travelin' John, and it's about a character that I met when I lived in North Carolina, and he was kind of a free spirit and I traveled all over the country. So who knows? Maybe he's in Eugene sometime. We'll see. This is Travelin' John. Was a fair weather prophet, told the truth when he suffered, but mostly he just kept to himself. Then he'd open up his pretty mouth, out would come something profound. He never ever did complain about the hand he was dealt. He was traveling John. Looks like he'll be moving on in Traveling John. Blink once, here he comes. Blink twice and he's gone. Yeah, yeah. Well, the whole town started talking when Traveling John walked in. Long hair was a missionary son, an orphan, and then some. And that's all he would say about where he had been. He was traveling John, and pretty soon he'll be moving on. Traveling John, wait, blink once, here he comes. Twice and he's gone. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now all the uptown ladies, they look down their noses, but then they bring him garden roses. They all wonder what it's like to be free to roam, to answer to no one, to call no place home. Yeah, yeah. He wore an Indian necklace. He was free but never reckless. And I guess he'll spend his days walking this earth. If you see him around, ask him why he won't settle down. He'll say, you don't have to own a thing to know what it's worth. He is Traveling John, and looks like he'll be moving on. He is Traveling John. Blink once, here he comes. Blink twice and he's gone. Hey, look, here he comes. A blink twice and he's gone. There he goes. Do you know Traveling John? Are you a Traveling John? Let's be kind of Traveling John, yes. Let's be kind of Traveling John, yeah. Let's be kind of Traveling John.
Oh, that is a nice one. That's Traveling John from singer-songwriter Beth Wood. She is in concert this coming Sunday night at Sam Bond's Garage, and she is here live in the KLCC studio. That song is from Beth's new CD, Beachcomber's Daughter, and she is offering that up for a thank you gift to you for pledging your support. New membership day at 463-6001-800-922-3682. Beth, it kind of takes a traveling spirit to kind of know about one and touch bases and get one to slow down
Absolutely.
Enough to talk with you. You started off in Lubbock, Texas. Mm-hmm. That's where you grew up. And then you talked about meeting Traveling John in North Carolina. You
yes.
set off from Lubbock to go to North Carolina to become either a baker, a cowgirl, or a musician. Now, I can clearly see that the musician
yes.
part has worked out. And tell us about your journeys and what has brought you here to Oregon.
Well, I feel really lucky that I've had a chance to live in almost every region of this country. And I've spent a lot of time in Texas. I spent some time in the Southeast. And now we get to hang out up here in Oregon. And I'm really excited. My husband got a job with a really cool brewery here in town called Ninkasi.
Oh, I don't know anything.
No, I've never heard of that.
No, they're great folks.
Oh,
wonderful folks there.
And they make wonderful beer, and they're so supportive of music and the arts and the community, and it feels really special to be a part of that. And so we're really excited to be here. But my journey has taken me all over the place, and so I'm happy to explore a new part of the country. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you here. Part of what has brought you to Oregon, I know before, you are part of the Sisters Folk Festival,
mm-hmm.
and you did win the 2006 Dave Carter Memorial Songwriting Contest. You have won other awards also, the 2005 Kerrville Songwriting Award in your 12 years as being a musician. Talk about your work with the Sisters Folk Festival. I know you returned this year to
mm-hmm.
teach at the Songwriting Academy. That's just
yeah.
a wonderful thing that happens there.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a cool community of musicians and obviously a beautiful place. And I have to admit that when I first heard of the Sisters Folk Festival, I'd never been to Oregon, so I didn't know there was a place called Sisters. I thought, oh, it's cool. It's like a women's music festival.
A Lilith Fair
yeah, like,
for the sisters.
But then I did a little bit more research and I found out that it's actually a place. But it has been such a wonderful thing for me to connect with the people at Sisters. And the Song Academy is this really cool thing that happens the week before the festival. And it's a songwriting workshop and kind of overall general creativity retreat in a beautiful setting. And people of all ages come, and it's so inspiring, and it's just, I feel so lucky to be a part of it. It's
yeah.
really sweet, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the new CD, Beachcomber's Daughter. You recorded this, I think this is really cool, on a 7-day cruise, or correct me, it was released on the 7-day
yes.
cruise called Kayamo,
mm-hmm.
and gee, you were hanging out with Lyle Lovett, Emmy Lou Harris, Sean Colvin, Patty Griffin, and John Hyatt.
Yeah, I had to pinch myself a lot.
I bet you did.
Yeah. It was an incredible experience, and actually I went last year as well, so I've done the cruise twice, and it's literally just a floating music festival, and oh my gosh, most or all of my musical heroes are on it, and so it was just a magical, magical thing. And I got to meet Lyle and hang out with some of those folks. And I'm still on cloud nine from that one.
I'll bet. Where did you write these songs? And what was the inspiration and all of that?
Well, it's kind of just a collection of songs that I gathered over the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know if anything in particular inspired them. The title track called Beachcomber's Daughter was inspired by my granddad, actually. Who was a lifelong beachcomber and collector of many, many things. And so just, you know, all kinds of different things inspired the writing. I do a lot of eavesdropping when I'm on the road and listening and collecting other people's stories. And So yeah, it's an exciting thing. And I had never released a CD on international waters before. So I thought, hey, here's something new. Why don't we just make it a big party on the boat? And we did. And it was really, really fun experience.
That would be so fun. Yeah. I am speaking with singer-songwriter Beth Wood. And she is now an Oregonian. And
Yay!
She's celebrating the release of her new CD, Beachcomber's Daughter, by offering them up to you as a thank you gift for your membership this afternoon. And she's also performing her first official Oregon Eugene show this coming Sunday night at Sam Bond's Garage. Can we have another song in a second? But I want to ask you another question about the new CD. Most of your music, almost all of your music, it's originals, and except for on the latest CD you recorded At Last, and why'd you choose that song to cover?
Well, you know, honestly, I probably never would have been brave enough to learn that song on my own, but my dear friend asked me if I would learn it for her wedding and sing it at her wedding.
Oh,
and I procrastinated until the absolute last minute. but I ended up just loving that song, and I love singing it. And people have such a connection to it because, you know, the Etta James version is just done so beautifully. And so it's been really fun to sing that across the country and share that.
Well, what song are you going to play for us, and tell us about it, please?
I'm going to do a song called Funeral Day. And it's actually an upbeat song about funerals, if you can imagine that.
It is. It really is.
And when, you know, this song is based on some real life experience and a couple of observations that I made about funerals. One of them being that usually at a funeral, by the end of the night, you're sitting around and you're telling funny stories and you're sharing those happy memories and just kind of laughing through the tears. And then the other experience I had was one time at a funeral when I sat next to my brother and we got the giggles really bad. So it's a cautionary tale.
Beth Wood.
But a true story. This is Funeral Day.
We were laughing. It was Funeral Day. I guess it might seem strange that we'd behave that way. It's just our bodies craving levity. My grief, a heavy blanket weighing down on me. So we laughed until the sun went down, trading stories, passing the bottle around, recalling all the good times that we had. It didn't seem so sad. It all started at the parlor doors. Cousin Henry's kid tripped on an extension cord. We busted out. What else could we do? Hell, I knew that you were up there cracking up too. So we laughed until the preacher came in. We settled down and we listened to him staring at your photograph. Didn't seem so sad. Didn't seem so sad. Well, we got some dirty looks from the old blue hair crowd. But with all due respect, I think we did you proud. Tiny hole in my heart, but I can't bear to cry. You brought me joy, joy to everyone. And it's just a simple story. We're here and then we're gone. So I laugh, remembering that day, how we carried on and how it washed our tears away. I'm smiling and I'm looking back. It doesn't seem so sad. doesn't seem so sad. Doesn't seem so sad.
Oh, that's beautiful. That really does bring joy to a moment that sometimes isn't very joyous. Yeah. That is Beth Wood with a song called Funeral Day from her brand new recording, Beachcomber's Daughter. And it is available to you this afternoon for a pledge of support. Beth Wood has so nicely donated a handful of copies for us to pass on to you, part of our new member day, part of your renewing membership day. I want to remind you of those phone numbers. Celebrate life and pledge your support. 463-6001, 800-922-3682. Beth, I was reading about you enjoy sports, and
yes.
You have been asked to sing the national anthem at sports events. Maybe we'll get you up to the plate next year for opening day of the M's.
Man, I would love
but
that.
How did that all come about?
That's just a weird hobby that I have, and I really love singing our national anthem. And I have kind of a pet peeve about how singers sometimes destroy it by overdoing it, and so I love to sing it in kind of just a traditional straight way. And I was lucky enough to have my brother worked for the Texas Rangers baseball team, so I got to audition for them, and I sang
the one you were cracking up with.
Yeah, that one. Fortunately, he wasn't there, so I didn't crack up during the audition. But I got to sing for them for many, many years in a row, and I got to sing for my favorite basketball team, which is the Dallas Mavericks, and definitely probably the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. But it was really fun, and it's worth it. Yeah,
all those people.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's insane. But the cool part about it is that if you can listen while you're singing, you can hear that everybody's singing along with you, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you're really not alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you found KLCC pretty quickly.
Woo-hoo!
We've been corresponding with you for a while, and I'd like you to take a moment and talk about what public radio has meant to you during your last 12 years of working towards becoming a full-time musician.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also talk about KLCC specifically if you would like. And there are the phone numbers. Nope, they're not. I've got the phone numbers for you. I'll cover that one.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, I couldn't do this without the support of community radio stations. And it's been such a huge and important role in what I do as an independent musician. I mean, I can't get my songs played on big commercial radio stations because I don't have, you know, the big labels behind me. But thank goodness that there are community and NPR stations that still play real music and independent music. And the first station that I really got to know was when I was living in North Carolina. There was a station called WNCW.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I just fell in love with it. And they played my kind of music all day. And so I got to know them, and they were so supportive of me. And I had heard about KLCC from some friends of mine who live here in Eugene. So I already knew that you guys were here when I came here, and I just can't tell you how relieved I was to know that there is a radio station like this. And I mean it. You know, I've lived in a lot of different places. I lived in Dallas, which is a big, big city, but there was nothing like this. There was no radio station where my music could be played, period.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just so refreshing and so exciting to me. And it's all part of the community supporting each other. And
so do you think Woo-hoo. People should support it right now?
Yes. Everyone should support the Thon.
Radiothon. It's okay. You don't have to know. You'll get very acquainted with the terminology
yes.
as you continue to be a listener to KLCC. And so Beth would like you to call 463-6001, 800-922-3682. And I know she would love to pass on one of her brand new CDs, Beachcomber's Daughter, for a thank you gift for your pledge of support this afternoon. You've got your first official show coming up this Sunday at Sam Bond's Garage. Tell us what's going to be happening Sunday. Are you playing solo?
I'm going to be playing some of my stuff solo. And then a friend of mine that I met at the Sisters Folk Festival is going to come and play percussion and maybe do a couple of her songs. Her name is Shireen Amini.
Oh, I know Shireen. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
great.
She lives in Bend, and she's fantastic.
Yes, she is.
And, she wrote me and said she was planning on coming to the show. And I said, well, you better come play with me then. Bring your guitar. So Shireen and I are going to play a little bit together, and then I'll play some by myself. And I'm so looking forward to playing at Sam Bond's. I've heard wonderful things about it. And, of course, it's right down the street from Ninkasi. So,
it
is. Know,
it
feels like
it's all in the hood.
It is. It's like a neighborhood affair. And so, you know, it'll be great beer and great music. And, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And that's this Sunday night beginning at 8:30
yes.
at Sam Bond's Garage, mm-hmm. Bethwood. And are we going to get one more tune?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do one more. Why not?
Thank you so much, Beth, for stopping by. And we look forward to a long relationship with you in Eugene and watching you just jet up to the top.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thanks for having me. And thanks for doing the great work you do.
Thank you.
Little hands, may these clothes that we are wearing, if we are really bearing up to truth. Money's talking, but I am tired of listening. It's a rusted out system. Just look around for proof. And this message is brought to you by one who knows not what to do. So many things I'll never understand. I've got my big plans and little hands. And little hands, I hold mine up to my father's. It makes them seem much smaller, even though they're made the same. Oh, my mother, the way she holds hers open, give her anything that's broken, she can make it whole again. And I'm just wondering about the little things and what they all add up to mean, some of which I may never understand. We've all got big plans. And little hands. Oh, and all of those pretty plans that we make, they are all pretty for pretty sake. But who knows what the world will make of us all. Every one of us so small. Mm-hmm. Little hands on all the clocks, they keep moving. All these moments we are losing, if we pay them no mind, it's a mixed up world. But I will never stop trying. The meaning is underlying, and the mission to be kind. And this message is brought to you by one who knows not what to do. So many things I'll never understand. I've got my big plans, little hands. Do the best we can with little hands.
A big thank you to Beth Wood, who performs this coming Sunday night at Sam Bond's Garage.